Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Good morning, Dean. And who went to the movies? What were the box office numbers this weekend?
It was that horror movie, Smile, taking the big numbers at the box office for the weekend. In fact, its total, $19 million, was greater than the rest of the top five combined. So a good weekend for horror movies. That children's movie, family film, Lyle Crocodile, came in at number two. The star-studded Amsterdam was a huge bomb, only took in about $6 million. And then it was The Woman King and Don't Worry, Darling. Next weekend, we're going to have another horror movie. The final chapter of the Halloween franchise called Halloween Ends. With Jamie Lee Curtis, who we're going to hear from in a minute.
And probably the biggest movie star in the world these days is The Rock. And after watching an interview with him yesterday on CBS Sunday Morning, I know why people love this guy. It's just his humility comes through, and the fact that he's a family guy. I don't know if you've ever had any personal encounters with him. Many. He sure seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, many personal encounters with him. I've interviewed him several times. In fact, I did. On Saturday, I was out in Los Angeles doing some interviews in person again, first time in a long time. He asked about, you know, while they're setting up the lights and, you know, things like that, you have a little small talk with mm-hmm. the person while they're getting things ready. And he remembered things that we talked about, asking about my family and just the nicest guy. Gave me a big hug.
Yeah, he seems like the real deal.
He really is. He's just a terrific guy. One of the things, though, that came out of that CBS Sunday Morning interview was him talking about a possible run for president of the United States. He's been talking about it for several years now and saying he was going to give it some thought, but he put all the talk to an end. Saying that is now off the table for him, the very thing that you were just talking about. He's a family man. He's a father of small kids right now, and he says, as much as I love our country and I love everybody in it, I also love being a dad, and that's the most important thing to me right now, especially during this critical time in their lives. So imagine that, somebody in show business having their priorities straight, putting their families, before anything else, the welfare of their kids before anything else. That's crazy talk.
I think I like The Rock as a showbiz personality, not necessarily in the White House.
Well, do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
That's right. Right. Coming out of the White House kitchen, apparently. He's got this new DC comic hero character called Black Adam, a new movie that's coming out on the 21st. And next week, we'll share the interview that I did with him over the weekend in L.A.
All right. Well, let's get into Kanye West's latest problems.
Kanye. Yay. That's his legal name now. You don't call him Kanye anymore. You simply just call him Yay. That's been legally changed. Yay managed to get himself locked out of both Twitter and Instagram over the weekend for making anti-Semitic remarks on both of the social media platforms. The comments have been deleted by both of the platforms, but he tweeted rather volatile and rather hateful comments about Jewish people on there. Among his comments, he said that you guys toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone, whoever opposes your agenda. It was much more strong than that. They shut him. They locked him out of Twitter, something that he hasn't even been on in 2 years. The only reason that he went on Twitter is because the day before he went on Instagram making similar comments regarding the conversation that he was having with Sean Diddy Combs. saying that he was controlled by Jewish people. So Instagram locked him out, shut his account down. So then he went on Twitter after a 2-year hiatus. Twitter shut him down. So, that on top of his wearing that shirt that said White Lives Matter, that's got all kinds of controversy. I mean, he's just... He knows how to get attention, I'll say that much, but it's none of it is very positive with anybody right now. Everybody on social media of all races, ethnicities are shocked and really kind of offended by many of the things that he's been saying.
Yeah, time for him to maybe just go away for a little while. Dean, are we ever going to see this Devil in the White City movie?
Boy, I don't know how to even answer that question. It's been about 10 years since the rights were purchased to make a movie. Martin Scorsese is attached to it to direct. Leonardo DiCaprio is attached to it. At first, they thought that he would be playing one of the on-screen roles, and it's not clear if that's going to happen or not. And then about a month or so ago, finally, there was some progress that Keanu Reeves had signed on to play Daniel Burnham in the movie. The famed architect was pretty much, you know, behind the 1893 Chicago World's Fair, and all of the architectural wonders, some of which still exist, the Museum of Science and Industry, among others. And then over the weekend, it was announced that Keanu Reeves is no longer attached to that project. Didn't say if that was his decision to back out of it. Didn't say if it was the producer's decision to no longer have Keanu as part of the project, but he's out. So this is, you know, back on the drawing board again. Whether or not it's going to happen, this has just been the most unbelievable thing. I mean, one of the most incredible novels about, a famed part of Chicago history that just cannot seem to get made for some reason.
And it was so popular, too.
Yeah.
We'll probably see that much talked about Tom Cruise in outer space movie before we see The Devil in the White City.
Well, you know, that's plugging along. There had been a lot of talk about Tom Cruise wanting to make a movie in outer space, which, you know, sounded nutty at the time when this came up years ago. And then, you know, all these celebrities, William Shatner and all the rest, you know, going up and doing their orbits around the Earth. So it's not completely unheard of now that a civilian would go up there. And Tom Cruise, who, you know, has the most popular movie of the year this year with Top Gun Maverick, he's got a lot of pull in Hollywood right now with those kind of box office numbers. He is now in talks with Universal Pictures to make a film that would, most of it would be filmed on Earth, but there would be a plot line in it in which the hero needs to go to the International Space Station in order to save the day and do a spacewalk, by the way.
And of course, Tom will do that himself. No stuntman needed.
He hardly ever uses a stuntman, whether he's climbing up the world's tallest building or jumping out of planes or, you know, whatever he's doing. He really wants to go into space, and he really wants to do this. So it is now, back on the table again, and they're talking about it. And, I give the guy credit. He's 60 years old, and he wants to go into space.
Well, he's amazing.
He wants to, do all that stuff. That's the adventure spirit in him. I did read some mean-spirited posts on social media this morning saying, once you send him out into space, keep him there. But that's how some people feel.
Tell us about this show Wilco did on the North Side.
Yeah, they appeared at a club called Carol's on Clark Street, just south of Foster, over the weekend. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, it was like one of these little surprise shows. And they put on, it's one of the biggest rock and roll groups in the world, could easily play the United Center if Harry Styles wasn't stealing all of the real estate there right now for the next week. They just decided that they were going to put on a nice little hometown rock and roll show, much like Smashing Pumpkins frequently do, or they'll go over and play over at the Metro on Clark Street, a little further north this time. The boys from Wilco all put on a big show for fans who waited in line for hours, of course, to get in last night. But, good old-fashioned rock and roll show.
Yeah, that's a good band. And what's Jamie Lee Curtis up to these days?
She is in this final Halloween movie. You know, they're saying that this is going to be it. The first Halloween movie came out in 1978. I would argue that it is one of the greatest horror films of all time, bar none. I mean, it certainly broke the ground for a new kind of filmmaking, but I would argue that it's still one of the greatest. And they've made several sequels since then. Really, none of them have ever even come close to the original. This final one is called Halloween Ends, and it'll open on Friday. One of the things that I did when I was in Los Angeles over the weekend is talk with Jamie Lee Curtis about what's going on in her head putting this franchise to bed.
How does this feel to wrap this whole thing up? Is it nostalgic? Is there a sigh of relief? How do you describe your feelings with this?
So I'm not a nostalgic person just by nature. I'm a very, here I am, my feet are on the ground, I'm talking to you. I don't attach to objects in a sort of nostalgic way. Laurie Strode is so ingrained in me, and the feelings of love and appreciation from fans to Laurie Strode and what they think about her, which is that she's the girl that never gave up, is so ingrained then in me, wherever I go, that we are glued together. So even though I'm ending my being Laurie Strode in the movies, Halloween actress dies, that's what it'll say in the papers. I am permanently connected to Laurie Strode and couldn't be prouder to be associated with someone who represents the don't ever give up motto.
Yeah, I feel the same way about Victory Auto Records.
Of course you do.
That when I die, first line of my obituary will be best known as the voice of dot, dot, dot. That's how she feels.
Your old car.
Halloween.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.